I'm delighted to be joined in the studio once more by Shane Murphy. Good afternoon, Shane. How are you?
Hi, Eric. I'm good.
That's great. Good weekend?
Yeah. Sure. Look, the weather was great. So, you know, as I keep saying, when we have good weekends like this, the good weather and, natural vitamins into our system, we'll take it anyhow.
Exactly.
Yall Beach was really busy yesterday.
It was one of the busiest
I've seen it all summer.
Really,
so.
Yeah.
It's good to see the people out enjoying themselves before they get back to school. And
yeah, it's because most of the schools kind of starting out this week, really, aren't they? Even though there was a lot of them back last week, but I think this is the...
They staggered the opening, I think, an awful lot, so it's great. Like, so not everybody went back at the same time, like, you know.
Yeah, and I was reading today, I think there's the colleges, secondary schools, they're all going back as well, so which is very encouraging as well, isn't it, to see that, especially for our younger gang. So... You can't hear nothing in that now, can you?
I can hear now, yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering there. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Right, Shane is just, he's putting his earphones on here. I can blast them over here now, or I can keep them quiet. It's up to yourself.
That's it. I'm enjoying hearing my own voice now, so it's all good.
Okay. Right, so we're going to talk a little bit more about shame this week, I think, yeah?
Yeah, in our last one, we were talking about emotions and stuff, and I've had a bit of feedback through our Facebook Messenger of people asking me questions about, what they'd like covered and stuff like that. And someone has asked, they'd like to hear a little bit around shame. And I suppose shame is probably... it's probably one of the harder emotions. It's probably the emotion that, you know, when I mentioned the word shame to you, I presume, what would it mean to you, like, when you hear the word shame?
I suppose it's a bad emotion for me, I suppose. I feel belittled.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I mean, it's just interesting the way you're struggling a little bit, because that's just proof that it is a feeling, an emotion that people do struggle with, because it's one of those not talked about emotions.
Yeah.
It's linked kind of closely to guilt, but it's an awful lot more deeper than that, because it's more about yourself. Guilt is about other people and stuff like that, whereas people feel shame, you know. I suppose your more obvious ones is kind of like if you were raped or something like that, is probably one of the most obvious ones around shame, that people feel a huge sense of shame and they don't want to talk about it and they don't want to deal with it. And, you know, it's linked more to people that with suicide. There's a huge percentage of people who've committed suicide who felt shame, because shame is a feeling and an emotion that people just literally feel really in the depths. Like, I mean, when I mentioned the word, with, like, you were just struggling about finding the terminology and stuff like that, and you were saying that you had felt it before. So when you feel it, it's really personal. It feels really, really deep inside in the pit of your stomach. When I'm actually talking about it, I guarantee there's people out there at the moment who actually are hearing the word and kind of going, oh, I definitely don't want to talk about that. Everybody has felt some bit of shame at some stage in your life. You know, it's linked to so many different things, like between cultural, you know, I mean, I suppose in this country, you know, there's kind of the travellers, and there's so many different things that are in this country that are even, you know, going, you and I are of a certain age, you know, Catholicism, Protestant and all that. Like, you know, there's a huge amount of shame around a lot of things that we don't even think about. It's more than just your feelings and your emotions. It's cultural, it's segregation, you know. It's just so much that's going on now at the moment. And I suppose, you know, I suppose with modern technology and stuff like that, you know, people are being bullied and stuff like that. And you can be bullied on something small, like your sexuality or something like that, and you'll feel a real sense of shame around it, even though you haven't done anything wrong, but it's very, very personal. So if someone is slagging you off and around your sexuality or something like that, and you feel it really, really personal, you feel this emotion really, really personal, and you can feel it in the depths of your stomach. You know, that tingling feeling that you feel in the depths of your stomach, and you're like, what's that? What's going on for me there? And you start kind of, people become very, very withdrawn. They become very, very introvert from it. They close themselves off from society. They'll do anything bar talk about it, and it just completely overwhelms them, and it takes over all feelings and emotions. And a lot of people would suffer from depression from it, manic depression, you know, literally total social anxiety, not moving out of their house, and it can just completely overwhelm you. And then
what defines shame? Like, I mean, is that our own standards, or is it or how people persevere or perceive our standards? What exactly defines it?
It goes to our values. It goes to what we perceive as something really, really personal. So I suppose if you even take the example of bullying, when someone is bullied about something, you might bully two people And one person won't take it personally and the other person will take it personally. And it is very, very personal. And I mean, as I mentioned as well, there's societal, there's culture, there's religion. There's an awful lot of things that when you're brought up in your home, that you're brought up on and you're taught, you know, a very high value around something and someone teases you on it. It you feel a real sense of something. So I mean, if you're brought up in an environment where you're taught that, you know, that you can't talk about this, you know, don't you can't talk to any of your friends about this, you know, this is, you know, if so let's just say that you have parents that shout at each other and they say, you know, don't tell anybody about it. And a bully picks up on it and says, you know, starts slagging you on it, you don't feel comfortable to tell your parents about it.
Right.
And then you're
right,
feeling a real sense of shame about it because it's very, very personal, because that's what shame is about. It's so personal. You actually feel it. You are the only person on the planet feeling what you're feeling, and you feel you cannot tell anyone. And I mean anyone about this. You don't trust anyone to tell them about what's going on, what this feeling is with inside you. And you can imagine a feeling like that would slowly but surely start overtaking every feeling and emotion in your body, and you're going to start feeling really crap. You're really going to feel this negative vibe about you that you actually can't pull yourself out of it. And when you start falling into that cycle of that, you get so far down, you don't even know what you were actually ashamed about at the start.
Yeah.
You were feeling shame about at the start. And it really drags people down. Like, and it's probably, as I said at the start of this, it's such a powerful emotion, like, that it can actually do that. And it's so personal. It is personal to every single person, whatever shame they're actually feeling about it. As I mentioned at the start of it, you know, you might have, you know, children who are sexually abused. They don't want to talk about that sort of thing because they can't believe that something like that has happened to them. Mm-hmm. And if it's actually happened to them, they don't want to tell anyone because they feel huge shame about it. They feel a huge amount of fact that, you know, why did this happen to me? You know, was I a bold girl or was I a bold boy?
And is there a sense of blame so as well with the shame? Like you're blaming yourself for something?
You are, yeah. You're blaming yourself that whatever is coming up for you, whatever's been triggered inside you, that it's your fault. And that's the big thing around shame, that you can't tell anyone because it's your fault.
Right.
And you don't want to, or along the lines, you don't want to upset someone. You know, you feel a huge burden around this. It's probably shame is very, when people talk about shame, they talk about a weight, a huge weight. I see it an awful lot with my clients, you know, when we touch on something that they're quite shameful about, and when they're able to talk about it and express their feelings and emotions, and I help them to see that this isn't as big a burden on them as it should, I can literally see them sitting across me and the burden that lifts off them. It's like they bounce out of the room because they've actually unburdened themselves from this shame that they're carrying around. And some people can pick up something around shame, you know, quite young, and they could be in their 50s and been carrying it around on them for at least 40 years. Mm-hmm. And then they just, sometimes, you know, when they're sharing it with you and they're thinking like an adult brain, they suddenly go, why was I carrying this around? This is actually, it's not as bad as I thought it was, you know what
yeah,
I mean? But
yeah.
A 4-year-old or 5-year-old mind compared to a 44 or 45-year-old mind is two different things. So shame is just such a powerful emotion that can really drag us down. And as I say, the only way to do it is to actually share it, to actually talk about this shame that's going on for you. Because nothing is ever as bad as you think it is.
But I suppose, I get what you're saying, but I mean, if you're in that state of mind, to you, this is the biggest thing ever. Like, this is a big problem, and I suppose me talking to you, like, is that really going to solve it? Like, in my head, that's the, you know, so...
But I suppose I'm coming on the radio to try and get people to actually start recognising and understanding when there's a mood shift in someone you know that has literally might be constantly going. We see it all the time where people are going, oh, geez, Johnny there was, you know, he used to go out and he used to play soccer and he used to play football, and now he just kind of sits at home on his own and things like that. And actually just talk to someone and say, you know, what's going on? You know, you used to, you know, love going out and all that sort of stuff. And I think, you know, with this whole COVID and this whole lockdown and everything that we've gone through in the last year and a half now at this stage,
yeah.
You know, people are carrying an awful lot of shame around, an awful lot of those things. You know, when they weren't able to go out and play or something like that, that they stayed at home, you know. But, you know, it's just a huge amount of... I just want to appeal to people to literally look for friends or families and notice that there's a change in their feelings and emotions, and ask them to say, you know, would you like to talk about that? You know, I noticed that you're not going out. And look, I'm a psychotherapist. I'll tell you, that talking helps, because I see it all the time with my clients. And it's as simple as that. Now, obviously, you're talking to a professional like myself that has been to college for 5 years, so you're not talking to, you know, someone down the road, but someone who's actually qualified, and you actually talk to them and help them to actually find what that feeling and what that emotion and what that shame is. It helps. It definitely 100% helps. Mm-hmm. I've been on the radio here, and Dr. Matthews has said himself, Shane, psychotherapy is the only thing that helps. Tablets don't actually, tablets are only a band-aid.
Well, that's true, and I'd agree with you 100% there. Like, I mean, you really, like, as we spoke about all the time, like, emotions are such powerful things, in, you know, they really, really are, and they kind of define who we are, you know, if we let them, be it positive or negatively. You know, so really, like, and especially if you have negative emotions or whatever they are, you know, it's really, you need to speak to someone, you need to open up, your, like, and as you said, like, there's no problem that big, yeah, you know, that you can't talk to someone about.
But you know, I suppose the time to catch shame is when you start feeling it the first time, rather than in 10 years' time or 15 years' time or 6 months down along the line. So, I mean, you know, when someone is feeling something around something that has happened to them in their life, and they're starting to feel something really in the pit of their stomach, they're starting to feel horrible about themselves, they're not feeling nice about themselves about something, talk to someone then and there, rather than, as I say, I have clients that come in who are carrying a shame around since their childhood, and they're now in their 40s, and they've had 40 years of carrying this shame around, that when they talk about it openly inside the room with me, and I kind of show them a different way to look at it, they suddenly kind of go, wow, I never saw it that way. I've been carrying this around on me for so long, and I now can see clearly. You know, because now is the time, you know, I love working with clients who are, you know, 17, 18 years of age. And I say to them, you know, when we're reflecting back in their childhood, we're only talking a couple of years.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, when you're in your 50s, when you're our age, you know, you're reflecting back a big lifeline. So it's harder to detach from those feelings and those emotions when you've lived with them for so long.
Yeah, the more
and you've
ingrained,
carried it. You're really well ingrained. And it does take time, you know, but it doesn't take 50 years. You know what I mean? It takes a couple of months to actually change that mindset, that fixed mindset that you have, that you're not worthy, that you're not good enough, that you can't do this, and that something like shame is usually around a specific topic or a specific something that happened in your life. It's not I'm not worthy. It just eats into, it carries you deep down into that negativity, and you live in that negative world, and it just, you constantly are ingrained in you that negativity. You've started into the process of negativity with the word shame. And like I say, it's even the word itself. You say this word to anyone.
Like, I think with all the chats we've had, really the shame thing, even to me, seems to be the most powerful emotion that's there. Or the most, as you said, it is a very, very personal emotion. And it can be a very hurtful emotion. And it can really, really bring you down, because because as a result of shame, you have so many other knock-on effects. Like, it's a domino effect. It gets you go down deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into that hole. You know, as you said, there's depression there. There's feeling no self-worth. All that kind of stuff is going on. And it's just that hole is getting deeper all the time. So really, you know, you can get yourself out of that hole, and you don't even have to get in there from the first place.
Well, you don't, like, because it's not everything in life is personal. Don't take anything personally, because everything that is going on is going on for yourself internally. So even when someone says something to you, you take it personal, but it more likely is something that's going on for them. You know, most bullies are projecting something that's going on in their life to make them feel better.
Yeah.
So they're actually, you know, what they're saying to you is actually what they're actually feeling themselves. You know, but you decide to take it personally. You know, look, it's easier said than done not to take anything personally. You know what I mean?
And like, Shane, you know, like, I know you've heard the term the snowflakes and this and that, and the political correctness that's there, and you can't say this and you can't say that. Obviously, that must be really hard to live with all that kind of stuff going on as well. As you say, in our day growing up, like, there a lot of this stuff was probably going on. It was probably accepted, or you just got on with it.
Yeah.
Which probably wasn't right at the time, but I mean, it's really gone to another extreme now for young people to be putting up with all that, and that pressure It's a pressure cooker.
It's huge, like, I mean, especially around sexuality, like, because it's got so broad now, like, that, you know, people identify with so many different sexualities now, you know, and it's really put an awful lot of pressure on people, young people growing up and all that. And, you know, social media, as we know, is great, but then it has this huge amount of negativity, you know, and as I've said here over and over again, I was bullied when I was inside in school, but at least my bully stayed at the gate when I went home. When I left the school at 4 o'clock, he stayed at the gate. With social media now, your bully is with you 24/7, and you don't want to block them because you don't want to be seen blocking anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a huge amount of it's a huge. But I mean, you're right. This world, you know, even terminologies like snowflake. I don't know what were we when we were growing up. You know, in the 70s, I don't know.
But I can remember, like, you know, like I think there's too many of us got away without being bullied at some way in school. But you know, you never brought it home with you, I don't know, am I just, I suppose, I don't want to say, are people making big things out of stuff that maybe are not that big? You know, I don't want to come across like that, because that's not right either, obviously, because to everyone has, you know, to each person have their own issues there, like, but I mean...
That's what I'm trying to get across here, because when shame first starts with you, that is the time to actually start talking about it. That's the time to actually say, you know what, ma'am, you know what, dad, you know what, brother or sister, whoever you have that you can actually talk to and say, look, this happened to me today. I'm feeling shamed. And bear in mind, the word, just using the word as a word, it brings up straight away negativity as a word. It does no, you can't see positive at all in the word shame.
Absolutely,
it brings you straight down. As I said at the start of this conversation, when I said the word to you, you could see you struggling with words, and I could see you just literally dipping down into yourself and kind of going, I don't like that word. That doesn't sit for me at all.
It is that
type of word. Yeah. So if you can catch when something happens to you that you feel really, really personal about and that's really hurt you personally, that's the time to talk about it. Because the more ingrained or a word gets, a more ingrained a story gets inside us, the longer it goes on and the more shame we feel, the harder it is to pull yourself out of it. And as I say, more often than not, I'm talking to my clients and we talk about something, a shame they've carried with them for 30 or 40 years. And when we talk about it out loud as adults, they kind of go, why am I carrying on to this for so long? Because it isn't as bad as I thought it was as an adult brain.
Yeah.
But we do, until we can actually...
Process it,
and once we can actually dig deep and actually really drag out the story and actually get them to relive the story and feel the story from when they felt it, and then putting it into an adult mind, they suddenly go, it's not as bad as I was, but how am I been carrying this around in me? And it physically affects people so much. It creates that negativity. We talk all the time about being on the radio, which we say, you know, you have a choice to be happy or to be sad when you wake up in the morning. But if you're carrying around this shame, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Because you actually feel sadness all the time. You feel a negativity within you. You feel a sense of something that you're blaming yourself for, and you're eating yourself up inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, the business I work in as a psychotherapist, you know, your mental health is so important, and it can be so easily fixed if you can just have the courage to actually talk to somebody about what's going on. I mean, us Irish are supposed to be fantastic at talking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we
are. We should be the best at mental health.
But I suppose, like as I say, just to finish up, you know, like, if we're feeling unwell, we'll go to a doctor.
Yes.
And again, and I know we're always saying that, but if something is not sitting right with you in your head or whatever like that, go see a psychotherapist, or go at the very least talk to someone, because someone will listen. Like,
yeah, you know, there's always someone to listen. And I mean, if you don't feel comfortable just going to a psychotherapist, you know, just talk to somebody about it, and just get it off your chest. And if that someone doesn't feel equipped to do it, then go talk to a psychotherapist. But, you know, as I say, we're supposed to be the best in the world for talking, but we actually are the worst for talking. You know, we talk about the weather, we talk about everything else, but we don't talk about ourselves.
Oh no, absolutely.
You know,
not.
That's a taboo subject. You know, we talk about shame and we go, where did it come from? As a society, Irish people are shocking to talk about feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
So let's change it. Let's change this perception we have in the country. We have the power within us to change that, we actually become a nation that actually talks about feelings and emotion, talks about what's going on, teaches people how your feelings and emotions are supposed to work. Because our feelings and emotions, when they work properly, are absolutely brilliant, and we're so blessed to live in this body that we live in, that when our feelings and emotions are actually working properly, and we live our life 90% happy all the time.
Exactly. Shane, and thank you very much again for coming in. Pleasure talking to you. Okay. We'll talk again soon. Okay?
Thanks, Harry.